Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to get on because I saw Eckhart Tolle on with Russell Brand talking about meditation. I saw a clip of it. I haven't seen the full thing, but made me think. That guy likes to talk a lot about meditation and that he's the meditation master. But the thing with meditation is when you go into it too much and you become one of these gurus or you're constantly meditating, trying to find enlightenment through that meditation, you are separating yourself from the chaos. Great. But the chaos still exists for others and actually for yourself. You're just bypassing it. Saying the chaos doesn't exist for your children on this planet, and I'm talking from a God perspective, the children who are being raped by the big pharma industries in the last years, various ways. It's been very obvious in the last 2.5 years, but it's all across the board with what they're doing. So you can't meditate that away. No one has ever meditated that away. Or perhaps they have for themselves, but it did not go for others. You can be a stepping stone to the light, but if you do not act in the chaos, and Eckhart Tolle, I cannot see that you have. I did not see you speaking out against what Bill Gates and his friends have been doing the last years. I did not see you step into your power. Now, God obviously has a role for you on this planet, but you got to speak up in your power. If you think what you do is giving people power, then I really would like to have a conversation about that, because I don't think you can get power without action and using different tools, including the I Am Self, which is evoked through the voice, divine plan aligned I Am that I Am. Integrity, I am. Love, I am. Forgive, I am. Infinite, I am. This is the language that disconnects oneself from the ego, which is what you are attempting to do with meditation. But when you come back into the chaos, when you come back into the world where chaos and darkness and insanity and psychopathy and genocide and murder, rape, pedophilia, beyond insane crimes have gone on here whilst we've been living, and whilst our grandfathers have been living, and when our great-grandfathers have been living. That's been going on a long time. So to end that chaos, you have to start using different tools. They've been using meditation for a long time, and it didn't end anything. So you need to step into your I Am Self. Ignite your heart, heal the Holy Trinity within by stepping out of the wounded self, stepping out of the wounded clothes, stepping out of the wounded inner child, loving your inner child, sending the love for them from your internal masculine and feminine, your divine masculine and feminine, and your mother God and your father God. Do that. And then start working on forgiveness rituals, which I'm sure Eckhart, I've heard him talk about, and I'm sure that's in his book. So we cross lines there. We cross swords there, Eckhart. So do that. Do your forgiveness rituals and do them properly and make sure that they're 100% done on every single situation with dowsing, muscle testing, and clearing the energetics by commanding the energetics go back to source. And then keep doing that day after day after day after day after day for about 7 years, at least, preferably 10. And then keep doing it forever until you are in the infinite divine mother bosom, creating everything from divine plan alignment. Now, Eckhart, I have not heard you talk like that. So where is your true power coming from, man? If you can't step up to these forces that have no power, these forces that have no connection to their I am self, or even their soul, or even their heart, or even their emotional body. They don't feel anything. If you have the ability to feel, you can feel your heart and feel your soul and step into those things. You can feel your inner child. You can feel more. In order to feel, you're going to have to heal your body. If you don't heal your body, then you're going to have a lot of difficulties. That's why I've done so many podcasts with people like Dr. Doug Lehr. And he's a great friend of mine. And also recommend other doctors out there like Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Merkler, David Avocado Wolf, who's not a doctor, but he knows his stuff as much as a doctor when it comes to nutrition and healing the body. Paul Stamets, the mushroom dude, he knows so much. Cacao, get your ceremonial cacao. We get ours from Guatemala. My partner's just set up a website where we can get it. You can get a small discount on that if you go to lovecacao.cz. Cacao in Czech is spelled with a K, but it doesn't matter. If you spell it either way, you'll get to the website. But if you spell it with a K, love, kakao.cz, then you'll get to the website where you can get it with a little discount, with my partner's discount. So, like, that's one of the best things you can get. It's what I eat every day, and it's healing the heart. And I did a podcast with Keith the Chocolate Shaman, number 33 on this podcast, where we talk about his cacao and how he spoke to the cacao spirit. And at this time, it would come out and start healing people. And it is, because that's what this Mother Earth, Pachamama, as they call it, or they even call it Mama Cacao, that this part of Mother Earth rebirthing itself and showing us through the Great Spirit, through Keith, a man in bodily form, embodying the divine, and bringing all out these properties in cacao. You know, the unbelievable properties that help open the heart, clear the mind, empower those working towards creative goals. So yeah, check that out. Love Cacao. If you go to the cacao.cz, then if you're a retailer, then we can have a chat with you in Europe or even America. It would help. We can get that shipped and sorted out with a nice deal for you. If you're a restaurant or cafe, then it's amazing. Come to lovecacao.cz and check that out. And yeah, just, we need to start healing our bodies. As I say in my book, which you can get from heartinitiation.com or thesteveexperience.com, and I'll be relaunching my magazine, which I started 10 years ago, which is really going into sacred sexuality between men and women, and relationships and how to relate one to one another in this new world that we're living in. And still timeless now. We'll be bringing that back out soon. We've had to bring it down because I've been going bankrupt because I'm struck off all these American or CCP American media companies, as I mentioned on previous podcasts. Twitter sacked me off 2 years, I think, and then Facebook, and you know, so had to go bankrupt because of that stuff. And it's been 2 years of restructuring. The British government don't give a shit about anything. They need to get fucked. And hopefully the military come in and take over. That's been what I've been waiting for, because I've been waiting for these terrorists, these genocidal maniacs, to end their ridiculous joke of an existence in jail or with bullets in the head, probably. From, I can't imagine that we might not even think about bringing back the crucifix, to be honest. We got to think about that as a society if when all this is revealed publicly, properly, I mean, it has already, but just people have put 24 blindfolds on their face instead of 24 masks. So I would vote for the crucifix for most of these, especially Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg, probably. There's a few others, you know, Fauci. Why not? Whatever they go and experience, I have commanded via my I Am Self, when they end their time in this body, whatever they are, these freaks, these soulless, insane, they will experience 17 trillion times worse one than what they were even trying to make us experience here for eternity. So their worst scenario that they ever would have got to if we didn't sort this stuff out, I don't even want to think about that, but some fucking person knows what that would be. Probably it's in Bill Gates' masturbation box. So whatever they were planning is 17 trillion times worse than that. So someone's got to imagine that. And probably Bill Gates can, because he's that mental. So, and he's good at math. So 17 trillion, you can do that, Billy. That's what you're going to experience for eternity, bro. We've forgiven you, but there's justice. Did you read the book of Revelation? That sounds about 17 trillion times worse than what you were going to try to do to us here. You have really lost it here. So Eckhart Tolle, I don't know what you are doing, to be honest, if you're not talking about this stuff, because you're a disgrace if you aren't. But, you know, I guess you got no testicles. Maybe you already sold them to Bill Gates. So I had a great time on this podcast chatting to you guys, son. I realize I'm getting a bit heated lately, but I got to express myself in some way. Otherwise, what's the point in being here? And also, I think it helps at least one or two people. This podcast will help them, whether it's before they're awake or after awake. I think you got to be awake to listen to this, but whoever has ears to hear, let them hear the good news that the kingdom of heaven has arrived. You just need to open up to your divine plan via your I Am, raising your integrity via forgiveness, via the I Am, via dowsing. You just need to do that. It's not very difficult. There is a way out of this forest. So bang, we have won. The kingdom is here.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.